Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 20 of Better New and Living Way. In this part, we learn stop living like an old covenant Jew. Hebrews chapter 6. So we must go on from the first lesson that we learned about Christ. We must grow as believers so that we understand more and more. We should not, Jesus, stay connected and start again. We should not go back to those first lesson again and again. No, no. We already know that we must turn away from wrong things that lead to death. Don't you? We know that we must trust God. We have already learned about how to become clean. We know that leaders put their hands on other Christians to pray for God's help. We know that God will raise dead people to live again. And we know that God will judge every person one day at the end of time. Yes. We must choose to go on from those early lessons. God is ready to help us to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. We must not turn away from Jesus. It is important because we must not turn away from Jesus after we have first believed in Him. Some people have come into God's light. They have, don't think, fine, one follow to detector. They have understood God's message. They have started to enjoy the true life that God has given them. You appear to talk with that person, they very quick show and close my eye, and that person follow appear here. They have understood God's message. They have started to enjoy the true life that God has given them. They have received the Holy Spirit like other believers. They have understood that God's message is good for them. They have seen powerful things that belong to the future time, but after all that, they have turned against God. Then it is impossible for anyone to help them to turn away from their sins again. It is like they are killing a son of God on the cross again for themselves. They show other people that they do not think Christ is important. It is a very serious sin that turn that turn away from Christ. God's promise to Abraham, God made a promise to Abraham many times, many years ago. God used the authority of his own name to show that his promise was true. He did that because there was nobody greater than God himself. His name showed that his promise was very serious now. God said to Abraham, I will. Why you cannot see that combination? It is two I. It is I followed by you. I will certainly bless you. Jesus, somebody is dead. Somebody is dead and this city attack everybody. As soon as they were found, they connect to that follow and appear over my eyes, both of them. I will certainly bless you. I will give you many children and many, many grandchildren. Abraham waited patiently for a long time. In the end, he received what God had promised to give him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. When Christ came into the world, he said to his father, you have not wanted people to offer sacrifices and other gifts to you. Instead, You have prepared a body for me to offer to you. Sacrifices do not make you happy. If people burn whole animals as a sacrifice, or if they offer a sacrifice to make them clean from their sins, that does not make you happy. Then I said, here I am, my God. I have come to do what you want. That is what is what it says about me in the Bible. So think about what Christ said there. First, he said to God, you have not wanted gifts and sacrifices of animals. Any kind of sacrifice like that does not make you happy. But we know that Moses' rules taught about those sacrifices. God's law said that they were necessary. Then Christ said, here I am. I have come to do what you want. In that way, Christ took away the first agreement and its rules about sacrifices. Christ's sacrifice is his own body, is the new way that God forgives our sins. Jesus Christ was ready to do what God wanted. He offered his own body to God once for all time. Because of Christ's sacrifice, God has made us clean so that we belong him. Hallelujah. Amen. God's Holy Spirit also shows us that these things are true. He says this first. The Lord God says, after the time of the old agreement, I will make a new agreement with my people. I will be like this. I will put my laws deep inside them. I will put them into their thoughts. Then he says this, I will not continue to think about their sins when they do not obey my laws. So that is the way that God forgives our sins. When God has done that, we do not need to have any other sacrifice to take away our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. We must continue to trust God. We know that we can trust God to do the things that he has promised. So we must continue to expect those things. We must tell other people that we trust God. We should not stop doing that. We should think about how we can help one another. We want everyone to show love to each other. We want everyone to do good things to help one another. Some people have stopped meeting with a group of Christians, but that is not good. We should all continue to meet together. We need to help one another to be strong and brave. This is now way more important because the Lord's great day is coming. You know that the Lord will return soon. Hallelujah. Amen. We must not turn away from Jesus. We have already talked about that. But we continue, so continue to be strong in your thoughts. If you continue to trust God, you will receive great things. You need to be patient and strong. Then you will continue to do what God wants. As a result, you will receive what God has promised. This is what the Bible says. In a very short time, special servant will come. He is the one that I promised to send to you. He will not be late. The person that I have accepted as right will leave. That person will leave because he trusts me. But if anyone is afraid and he turns back, I will not be happy with that person. But we are not like those people who are afraid and who turn back. If we were, God would destroy us. But we are people who continue to trust God and so our lives are safe with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we know about our duty. We God care about us, and God tell us a lot of different things that we must we shouldn't turn back from Jesus Christ. We should continue to trust God, and we must know that God's promise reigns, yields, as the same way God's promise about Abraham yields, and we must stop living like an old covenant Jew. Only that part is over, and we must accept and continue with the new covenant. Go in peace and happiness. See you in next part.